Hello and welcome to the Adam Rabbit Galaxy podcast, where we combine crystals, manifestation, and mindset work. I'm your host, Ashley, creator of the best-selling Etsy shop, Adam Rabbit, crystal enthusiast, and professional hype girl. I'm so happy your intuition led you here today. Now let's dive in. Today, we are going to focus on a stone that Cleopatra was said to carry with her to feel more inspired. Chrysocolla. Chrysocolla helps you feel empowered, speak your truth, and brings strength. Chrysocolla is often confused with turquoise based on their beautiful and vibrant blues and greens, and they are both found in the same region. They are both secondary copper minerals and range from light blue to a blue-green and are powerful crystals to work with, especially when it comes to deeper self-expression, accepting and loving yourself, and tapping into your inner strength during tough times. I've noticed when trying to spot the difference between turquoise and chrysocolla that chrysocolla will actually have a bit more of a muted green color to it, and it's easier to find in the raw formation than polished, whereas turquoise will often be more polished or tumbled than raw. Chrysocolla will also be much softer than turquoise. I've spotted chrysocolla mislabeled at smaller crystal shops as raw turquoise, so just keep that in mind if you are shopping for either. The first time I saw chrysocolla was a few years ago at the Tucson Gem Show. The cutest couple from Peru, probably in their late 60s, had a small and humble booth where they were primarily selling pyrite that their family had mined. I was initially drawn to their large pyrite chunks that probably weighed around 5 pounds each, but they just didn't fit in with my budget. I was disappointed, but just had a feeling that there was something for me at this booth because I just love, and seeing this cute couple hustle together to sell their pyrite next to these other massive booths with tons of employees and matching polo shirts and crystals that were easily $30,000 plus. I just loved this couple's energy and was determined to find something I could purchase from them. Under one of their tables, there was a large plastic container with something turquoise inside, and I asked if it was for sale because it just wasn't displayed like the rest of the pieces, and the woman pointed to a huge oil drum full of chrysocolla. Looking at the top of the drum, I was stunned by the amount of chrysocolla, and they were all really small chunks. The unique green coloring and the beautiful quality throughout. I had just never seen these before and was so excited to make jewelry with it. Some smaller gem dealers will try to entice you by putting the nice crystals on top, so you buy the whole box or bag, and then when you get home and you look at the second layer of crystals, you realize you have been had. This has happened to me a few times, by the way, it's so heartbreaking. It even happened twice last year with amethyst and peacock ore, but I always just find a way to use the crystals in giveaways or whatever. All right, so anyway, the quality was amazing with this chrysocolla throughout the whole oil drum as far as I could dig. But since the couple spoke limited English, I was a little nervous as to what I was agreeing to and how much I was buying when I was just kind of like smiling and nodding along. I was really hoping I wasn't agreeing to buying the whole oil drum because people do buy in huge quantities at the show. Luckily, she handed me a grocery store plastic bag full of chrysocolla, but this was still a lot. And her husband walked me to the ATM. I still didn't know what I was paying, where he told me an unbeatable price. I tipped him for carrying this heavy bag and working with me and told them I would be back next year. And we now use the super cute gem dealers as our only chrysocolla supplier so we can make our raw chrysocolla studs and bracelets and make it a priority to visit them every year and chat as much as we can given the language barrier. Chrysocolla is usually found alongside azurite and malachite and can even be found with quartz infused within it. The name chrysocolla originated from the Greek word gold glue due to it commonly being used when soldering gold. Chrysocolla can actually benefit three different chakras. The root chakra, because it is a very grounding stone used for processing emotions. The throat chakra, which focuses on having those difficult conversations, speaking up for yourself, not saying or agreeing to things that you don't mean or you don't want to do, as well as the heart chakra due to the green variation found in chrysocolla. Any green crystals will be good for the heart center since the heart chakra is also green. Chrysocolla is also known to help you gain a new appreciation and admiration for your body, perfect for incorporating into any self-love rituals or mirror work. Chrysocolla is also known as a teaching stone that helps you uncover hidden meanings and stimulates your mind. Historically, wise women were known to love and use chrysocolla. Both Taurus and Geminis can also benefit from chrysocolla, since Taurus has a bit of a reputation for being stubborn or having difficulty communicating or having those long emotional talks about feelings, not a Taurus strong suit. Chrysocolla can help your favorite Taurus with that. Geminis are also naturally drawn to chrysocolla since they share a similar energy to chrysocolla. Both are fun, lighthearted, can help you go with the flow, but at the same time, deeply intellectual and interested in exploring and learning more. Although chrysocolla isn't as common or as easy to find as amethyst, clear quartz, or other crystals in the quartz family, it is a very healing stone that is also affordable. I always like to introduce my podcast listeners, as well as my jewelry customers, also known as rabbit babes, to crystals that are powerful and affordable. Chrysocolla has a really unique energy to it. It's almost like it's holding space for you. Some people will feel calm and at ease when working with it. Others will notice their root, throat, and heart chakras activated, and then they feel more energized and empowered. You may feel a sudden urge to learn something new since this is an intellectual stone, or maybe something completely different and unique. That's what's wonderful about working with crystals. Every journey is personal. If you want to see the energy you pick up on with chrysocolla, begin by wearing a piece of chrysocolla jewelry regularly, making it the focus of your outfit, enjoying putting it on, creating sort of a ritual around getting dressed and incorporating your chrysocolla jewelry piece and making it the center of your outfit. You can also place a piece of chrysocolla in your home where you hang out, communicate with your friends and family, like a dining room or a backyard, and see what energy you feel. I'd love to hear more about your experience with chrysocolla, or if you were just introduced to it in this podcast episode, please feel free to write me as well as send any feedback about the podcast. We do have a special offer for podcast listeners to receive 15% off their order at shopadamrabbit.com with code ADAMRABBITGALAXY, all one word, at checkout. Maybe you can even treat yourself to one of our chrysocolla styles. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I will see you in the next episode.